America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino, and we are back. You're listening to this broadcast, Smith Sabatino on America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. One of the things that's become prevalent today is a lack of understanding what's going on in the economic picture as far as this country is concerned. And there are a lot of questions. People have a lot of questions, more questions than there are answers currently. And here's the reason why. We're in a very dynamic environment financially. It is not what it was, and this is all because of the collapse of 2008. The environment has far too many variables for anyone specifically to pick up. However, the general trend is on an uptick for the U.S. economy. Salaries are beginning to rise in accordance with the increase in demand. There are more jobs. As an example, just the other day, the Restaurant Association of America noted that many of their employees are beginning to note that people are leaving restaurant jobs to go back to their original careers. That's a key sign. They're always good indicators. Are we out of the woods just yet? Not quite. Okay, we need to be able to get a further, more differentiated balance between salary at the high end and the low. That has not been achieved just yet in this country, but that will come, and that's because of supply and demand. Because as companies make more money and they need to bring on more people, they're going to have to support the middle-level management with associates and all of the supporting staff that make corporations work. That's where we have to get our most gains as far as increasing the worth and the value of the middle class. But we are getting better. Things are coming around. Another key indicator is that we have more unemployment. When unemployment begins to rise at the back end as we roll out of a recession or depressionary period, it's because many more jobs are beginning to come up online, okay? And there's this a fluctuation in the job market, and much of that, of course, is indicated by an increase in unemployment. But those people get hired more quickly as we move along. As an example, there's more unemployment coming out over the last 6 to 8 weeks because of the price of oil, beneficial for most of us in our gasoline price. However, for the oil industry, a number of men and women have been laid off because they're no longer exploring for new oil because it's too costly. It's too costly for them to do, and the prices don't meet the cost to go out and find the oil. And so there's layoffs in that particular industry. But the rest of the country is doing well. That's the fluctuation you see in the markets. And that's the kind of good sign that we have to have for a growing economy. And if you don't have that fluctuation, where there's this steady rise or this deep fall, you want to see this fluctuation as the markets give and go, supply, demand. Keep that in mind. And speaking of which, one of our good indicators is Wide World of Stock with Damon Roberts. Let's take a listen.
All right, Carl, thank you very much. You know, our goal here at Wide World of Stocks this month is to provide you with innovative, high-quality investing ideas from the top minds in the biotech space and to focus on more investing insights, expanded company information, and new expert perspectives. And for that, this year, we're honored to have with us all month long Mr. John McCammon. Mr. McCammon is the editor of the Medical Technology Stock Letter, a leading investment newsletter. He has spent 25 years on the front lines of biotech investing. He has established an extensive network that includes contacts throughout the investment banking and venture capital communities. His expertise in biotech investments is a subject of media interest. He is frequently consulted and quoted by the Washington Post, Reuters, Bloomberg, CBS, and Market Watch. FDA, the regulatory thing, I wanted to start there because it seems like it's never been better with the FDA using new tools to bring life-threatening drugs to the market much faster. Is that the case?
That's the key line, is drawing it between life-threatening and a chronic disease. If I get a chronic disease, rheumatoid arthritis, I'm not dying tomorrow or maybe even in 5 years. So any of the drugs I take have to be super safe. When I have cancer or a life-threatening disease, I have very few choices. And so the FDA is really making prudent decisions in allowing drugs to move forward that have been tested in less patients that show promise, and also creating different ways to do this. And importantly, they're interacting with the companies more, exchanging information, so they're not kind of blindly stumbling into these trials. And the FDA says, well, we didn't really want that. Now they sit down and talk about what would be the best endpoint of a clinical
trial.
Right. So
that's my next question to you. The FDA's working relationship with these companies seems to be pretty effective right now.
It is, and it comes from both sides. A maturing industry, also you get good regulatory partners that can, you know, that's why we partner with some of the smaller companies. They need to have some of that experience when they interact with an agency like the FDA.
So biotech, you know, when you think biotech, you always heard the old saying that to be a biotech, to be considered one of the big ones, you had to have $100 million in the bank and you had to have drugs in phase two, phase three. Let's talk capital for a second. It seems like financing is excellent and access to capital is plentiful. Is one of the concerns, though, possibly a frothy IPO market that maybe valuations are getting a little bit stretched? What's your feelings on that?
Cash is king. But are all kings great or perfect? You know, so but we've seen this happen historically. They just finance and finance until they just the lower quality come out, and then a couple IPOs break deal price. So literally, we almost have to underperform before we're going to stop this process. But you got to look closely at some of these recent IPOs that were maybe oversubscribed and really frothy, and then maybe some of the other companies that maybe break deal price. There's no way we have absolute quality at the end of 2 years of IPOs in the biotech sector. There are still some good companies coming out, but the most quality companies have come through the window.
All right, John, thanks. Great stuff. Carl, competition for tomorrow's blockbuster drugs is very intense. So far this year, pharma deals have accounted for 10.5% of total mergers and acquisitions worldwide, up from a more traditional share of 3 to 4%. M&A transactions targeting biotech and pharmaceutical companies this year have now reached $59.3 billion, a 94% increase over the same period a year ago, and the highest volume for this stage any year since 2009. Carl, health and wealth, it's all about it. Back to you.
Thank you, Damon. Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock. Good stuff. And it lends itself to what I was referring to earlier in the segment. The biotech industry is a good indicator of the movement of the current marketplace. Biotech, the need for specific drugs in targeted areas, diabetes as an example, cancer as an example, and others, Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, and the rest. All of these are coming out of this wonderful surge in interest, not only in our health, but in getting at these long-standing problems that have affected the world. It's not just the United States. There's a diabetic, as an example, there's a diabetic outbreak of type 2 diabetes in China because their diet has changed. This has been going on for the last decade or so. Also Parkinson's disease, which is unheard of in that part of the world in the past quarter of a century back. Now it is becoming a major problem for many people in the Asian world because their diets have changed. The downside of a global economy. Their diets have changed. They're eating more Western foods. They're getting more away from fish and into beef and all of the rest. Is that a factor? Don't know. But what is a factor is that there's an increase in cancer, Parkinson's and others in the Asian world, where it was not as effective and much of a threat, let's say 50 years ago. Interesting thought. But that is all part of the development of the economic swing in the world and in the world economy. We're becoming a shared world, a world where what we do here in America, it always has since World War II affected what goes on in Europe and in the Asian markets just by the enormous sale of our genes, for God's sake. We have affected the rest of the world. But now we're looking at a broader global marketplace by which not only the movement of cars, high-tech equipment, and others is now an affected a monitoring meter on the economic scale, but also now we get to our health. And that's what Damon Roberts was referring to in the Wide World of Stock, because he was noting that biotech has been one of the key movers in the stock market over the course of the last couple of years. And a key mover is an indicator of where we are going, not only for the value in terms of its commercial value, but also relevant to our health. Something for you to keep in mind as the marketplace continues to change. And I'd like to make one other thought here. As you look at where this is going, one of the things that people should begin to look at and look at carefully and very effectively is that if you're interested in looking at the economic swing in terms of either investing in the marketplace or becoming or entering into the global workforce, you've got to look at where we're going, because it's no longer just a narrow picture of how well I'm doing in my community. It's how well we're doing in a community far removed from where you live. And that will affect at some point in time whether you are successful or not. It is no longer just a local marketplace. It is a global marketplace. And with that, we have to be able to understand that marketplace upon which we live in. It's not an isolated case. We can't say, I notice a lot of stores that close and open and close and open. They close and open for reasons that are far removed from the local environment. Believe it or not, it happens to be true. Something for you to think about as we move along in the global world upon which we live. It's a big place, the big blue marble. Keep it in mind. Carl Sabatino of Rollins Smith once again is away. This is Smith Sabatino. We continue on with America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.